You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, injected with the T-Virus and shambling around. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul here, bringing an umbrella because it's raining outside with more zombie blood. We're talking some Resident Evil, right?
Yeah, the new trailer for the new movie dropped, and I'm of two minds about it, which we're gonna get into. On the one hand, it looks like a really interesting zombie film.
Yes.
On the other hand, from everything I know about the Resident Evil movies, it looks like a really bad Resident Evil movie.
I can't tell. Like, I like the Resident Evil movies for what they are and all that.
Yeah. They're terrible adaptations, though.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. They're literally, like, nothing like the games. This feels like maybe they're taking a couple of the games and trying to inject it into something. We only got a trailer, but I'm interested and intrigued because there's some good stories out there. Like, The Village, very good story. Resident Evil Bio, like, the seventh one, very good story. It feels like they're trying to meld things based off of that little trailer that we saw. And I'm kind of here for it, but I do have some reservations, of course.
I have a few. One is the fact that it doesn't look very Resident Evil-y. It looks like some basic dude out in the woods gets attacked by zombies, and then at some point, for some reason, there's a city nearby, but we don't actually get enough of a glimpse of that to know what the hell is going on with any of that. Right. But it does look like an interesting zombie movie to a certain extent, like alone in the dark, out in the woods kind of weird thing. But as weird and bad as the original Resident Evil movies with Mila Jovovich were, I did at least respect the first one for trying to work some of the lore in, even if it did it very poorly. Like, the base under Raccoon City, the T-Virus, the Red Queen, crap like that. It's all wrong, but it's at least there. And you even got it in the trailer. You knew what kind of movie you were getting. A very loose adaptation. I'm not certain what this is adapting specifically. If it's an original story, that's fine.
Right.
But you gotta give us some Resident Evil in my Resident Evil.
Yeah, it's dangerous to slap a name like that on a movie like this. You know, with a fan base as ferocious as Resident Evil. I'll come clean and be honest, I haven't played many of the games. Played the first one and a little bit of the second one back in the day. But I've seen full playthroughs of the most recent ones and stuff, so I understand what Resident Evil is and I get it. I feel like from what I've seen from the trailer, like I said, they're taking elements of these different games and plugging it into something, which never really turns out well when they do that for movies.
There's a key example of that, which was the most recent Until Dawn movie that they did. That one, which is, so you have a video game that's like this real-time playthrough as the characters and experience a horror story, and maybe some of the people survive and maybe some don't, and then you can go back and play it again. And out of that concept, they got a let's do a really weird movie where there's sort of a time loop but sort of isn't.
Right.
The two are completely unrelated. If you liked Until Dawn the game, you'd go into the movie and go, what the fuck is this that I'm watching?
Yeah, the game's very good, and I'm not going to get too off. We can just talk about that game at some point too, but like, that's the nail on the head. Like you said, you slap the name of Until Dawn on a movie, you're expecting something that's Until Dawn. And you didn't get that.
Yeah.
So slap the Resident Evil on this and not give a direct showing of something that you know Resident Evil to be feels weird. But I mean, maybe they're just not giving us enough right now. I don't know.
So we got some basic details here. Dude in the woods, zombies, creepy things. But yeah, you didn't see a licker or any of the other weird zombies or anything. The zombies we got that we did see looked as much like they were from Left 4 Dead as they were from anything else. And
don't
get me wrong, I would absolutely pay to watch a Left 4 Dead movie. I don't think that's what there's only one dude. It's not four for the Left 1 Dead is what we have right now.
yeah. So... that was really good.
I'm sorry, that's what I saw.
You're right. That's good.
It is a thing where I'm not trying to crap on the movie. It legitimately looks like it could be a decent horror movie. All things aside, the director, Zach Krieger, he directed Weapons. And everyone's like, oh yeah, the guy directed Weapons. That movie was great. This is going to be great. I was sitting there going, I watched Weapons. I was unimpressed.
I liked Weapons. We talked about the movie. Like, it had moments. That movie subverted some of my expectations. I didn't know what it was going to be when I went into it. You put the name Resident Evil on this movie, I don't want my expectations subverted.
My problem with Weapons, and this is a very short thing because we're not really talking about that, but it's kind of germane to the trailer that we're discussing, is the fact that It's basically a voodoo possession movie, and we've already discussed, we just did the Mummy review. I don't care about possession movies anyway, but it's a voodoo possession movie that's only really interesting because it's told out of order Quentin Tarantino style, except with less beat. If you told it in linear order, the movie would be boring as shit right up until the last 5 minutes. Then the last 5 minutes, no matter how you watch it, fucking great. That kids come running and all the shit tears loose, and I'm like, you know what? That's the movie I was waiting for right there. Yeah. Pity it took me an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
He gets ambiance. He gets some good scares. He can come up with some cool ideas. I'm not saying that Zach can't make a good movie out of Resident Evil. What I saw in the trailer doesn't scream Resident Evil to me, and that's the biggest knock against it.
I'm interested because what I got from the trailer was very much vibes of Resident Evil Biohazard. It's not the same story like right away from the trailer, because the guy's going to find his girlfriend in that game. But the farmhouse gave me the same kind of vibes as the first house this guy walks into. But then it's already different because he's not there to find his girlfriend or wife or whomever. That we know of. He was already talking to her and got disconnected or something. Like something already happened and he's just finds his way there. So it's already a little confusing if you have an expectation for what you thought you were seeing. There was definitely some good creepy stuff in there. We didn't see much of the zombies. We saw the big guy in the sewer, like gave me more of, I see him in like a Tool music video kind of vibes, to be honest.
Which,
And then the scene where the hands and the legs were coming out of the house looked interesting, and they didn't give you what that was. Like, is that just an amalgamation of zombies altogether, or is that just different zombies being creepy? So I feel like there's some instances where this movie could be good, but I feel like, to your point of this entire conversation, to slap the name Resident Evil on that is weird.
It's weird. It's weird. So I'm reserving full judgment, but as of right now, this is one where I'm simply going, is this really going to please anyone? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I mean, we'll go see it because, you know, for the podcast, as always, everything. We do. We see everything just for you guys. So that way you don't have to. But maybe this one will be one that we're like, this was better than we thought. And until I get a little more, I'm reserving total judgment, because if you're going to tell me a story like Resident Evil Biohazard, like, okay, but it already looks different and you're slapping a Resident Evil name on it and you're not giving us any vibes from Resident Evil that we're used to.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I'm with you. We're going to discuss another horror movie that's doing its own thing soon. And that one is fine to play with its thing because the mythology is loose. The Resident Evil mythology is not loose, and that could really inhibit this movie.
Yeah, the story can be convoluted. There's all kinds of weird stuff in there, but there's a very concise formula to what Resident Evil does and how it works.
Yeah.
Questionable judgment with the name. You could have called this, I don't know, Return to House of the Dead, and I might have been a little more interested. I don't know.
Honestly, yeah. I watched those movies back in the day. The second one was actually pretty decent for direct-to-video. It was fun.
Yeah. Direct-to-video, my goodness.
I know. There's an era that we no longer have.
I know. It's sad, actually. But true.
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. We'll be your liquor, but only with your consent. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Oh, your buddy Mike the Ghoul. Liquor, I hardly even knew her.
We will see you all next time.